Hi there, this is Ethan with the Hair Relaxer Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Angelina Horn.
Hey there, Angelina. So my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay.
Really glad to hear that. Now, you were just sent over to me by the other representative about your interest in the lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Let's get started then. I'll be your intake specialist, so I'll be the one who actually helps you sign up for your participation. I will let you know, I will apologize in advance. Some of these questions might sound familiar, or you might have already been asked by the other representative, so I do apologize for any repetition, but this should only take about 10 minutes of your time. So, Mrs. Angelina, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any other attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and Mrs. Angelina, was it you or a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Was me.
Okay. And then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
I see. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. What kind of cancer was it?
Was the ovarian.
Gotcha. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about this. How are you doing now?
I'm okay.
Okay, that's good. Really glad to hear that. So I take it then, of course, that you would be filing this claim for yourself. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay, what was the date that you were diagnosed with cancer?
September the 20th of like 2021.
Okay, and what state was your diagnosis in?
Was a stage one.
State, not stage, I'm sorry.
Oh, state, Florida. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I understand. Sometimes it can come across a little scratchy over the phone. You said Florida, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then just to confirm, you also said your date of diagnosis was September 20th of 2021. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how old would you have been at this time?
Of 2021, I would say I was 49. I just
Okay,
had a
gotcha.
birthday.
Gotcha, yeah. And what was the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Was in the medical center in Orlando. Regional Orlando Health Regional Medical Center.
You said Orlando Health Regional Medical Center? Gotcha. That's the one on 52 West Underwood Street.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you as well?
I had two doctors. One name was Beverly Long, and the other one name was Lisa Rubensack.
Okay. I can just put down one of them then. You said Beverly Long, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I actually found her right here online. Additionally, do you currently live in either Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And you were using hair relaxers at least 4 times within a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Gotcha. On average, how many times per year were you using hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
About 8 times a year.
Okay, about 8 times. And then you did, of course, confirm that you were diagnosed with your cancer at Orlando Health Regional Medical Center, correct?
Correct.
Okay, currently, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And Mrs. Altalina, when is your birthday?
January 1st, 1972.
You said it January 1st, 1972, correct? Gotcha. Well, only a week ago, about. Happy late birthday to you.
Thank you.
Additionally, at any point, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And do you also happen to know anyone else, like friends or family members, that were injured by hair relaxers that could need some help? If not, that's okay.
No, not offhand, I don't.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that. I wouldn't expect you to. I always like to ask just in case, though, in case there's anyone else that might also need help. Now, how old would you have been when you first started using hair relaxer?
Shoot, probably when I was 20, 21.
Okay, yeah, I can put either or. I'll just put 20 then. It doesn't have to be exact, of course, but just your best estimate. Was it Florida where you were primarily using your hair relaxers as well?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately what date did you start using hair relaxers?
Oh, when did I start using them? Around, I'm gonna say 2012 or so. It's been a long time. I've been using them forever. Well, was using them forever until that
Okay.
happened.
Yeah, you did say that you were about 20 when you started using them, and currently you are around, what, 52, I believe? 53?
Yeah, I just turned 53. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so 53 minus 33. So minus 33. And so if I take 20, what is it, 2025? Oh, it's 2025 now. Minus 33. So if my math comes out to around 1992, does that sound correct to you?
What did you say?
In regards to the date
Did
when
you
you
say
started,
18?
this is just in regards to the date when you started using hair relaxer. You said you were about 20, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would put
But
it
I started
around.
using the but I started using the Dark and Lovely around 2012.
Oh, okay, I see. I'm
Like,
not
you know,
referring
as
specifically to Dark and
yeah.
Lovely, but just any hair relaxers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I can just put down 1992 then. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah.
And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
I stopped using them around September of 21.
Okay, so pretty much right when you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah, when I started having the complications.
Okay, gotcha. So then between 1992 all the way up until 2021, that math in my head, that comes out to 29 years of hair relaxer usage. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for your hair relaxers, were you doing them yourself at home, or did you have to go to a salon to get it done?
I would go to a salon sometimes, and sometimes I would do it myself.
Okay. Do you remember the names of any stores that you would go to purchase your hair relaxers?
Mainly the CVS's.
Okay, mostly CVS. Do you remember any names or addresses of salons as well that you would visit for these?
Nah, that's been too long ago.
Okay, gotcha. If you don't remember, that's perfectly fine. I wouldn't expect you to be honest. Currently, you're not using any hair relaxers, correct?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and would you happen to have any leftover receipts or empty bottles of hair relaxer in your possession? Again, if you don't, that's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, and can you list to me all of the brands of hair relaxers that you were using?
The Dark and Lovely, and then it's that's about it. The Dark and Lovely, and the yeah, I think that's it. The Dark and Lovely.
Okay, and was that the brand you were using for the entire 29 years that you were using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, so then your cancer diagnosis, of course, that did happen at least 2 years after your first year of hair relaxer usage. In your case, it was almost 30 years. Now, my next question, so this is when you first became aware that your hair relaxers could have caused your cancer diagnosis. I think you did already mention that's when you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll just write down September of 2021 as when you first discovered that your hair relaxers caused your cancer. What kind of treatment were you receiving for your cancer?
I'm getting over here, sitting down. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I received the I received the chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
They did like 6 cycles for like about 6 months. I had to have a partial hysterectomy, and they gave me the pain meds for pain, which there was the oxycodone for like 5 milligrams of those. And
right.
After that, they injected with an IV, they would put the medicine off in it to stop, cancer cells from spreading. And the medicine that they injected through the IV would, I guess, kill the cancer cells. And they also did another cycle of the chemotherapy for like, I think it was like 6 cycles, and they did those 2 weeks apart in like 6 months' time.
Gotcha. Okay. For your treatment, did that also start in September of 2021 as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And was it the same doctor that treated you as well for this?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And that would be Beverly Long, just to confirm, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I take it then this was also at Orlando Regional, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Makes my job super easy. I can just pull all that same information one more time then. And then, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have your first name down here spelled as E-L-G-E-L-I-N-A. And your last name is H-O-R-N.
Correct.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
Denise.
Denise, I would assume that's spelled D-E-N-I-S-E. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
And your social?
459-27-92-95.
Okay. Just want to confirm that with you. That's 459-27-9295.
That's correct.
Okay, and then your email was sent to me as well. It's just your first name spelled exactly the same at AOL.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then your phone number is 430-295-7976.
Correct.
Okay, and am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Okay. And what is your primary address?
It's 714 Michigan Avenue, St. Cloud, Florida, 34769.
Okay. So just want to confirm that 714 Michigan Avenue, St. Cloud, Florida, 34769.
Correct.
Okay, and is there also an apartment or unit number, or this doesn't apply here?
It doesn't apply.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you have any documentary support, any medical records that would show your date of diagnosis?
They're with the doctor.
Okay, gotcha. So you wouldn't have them on hand, of course, but you know for sure at least they exist at the hospital or that your doctor has them, for example?
Uh-huh.
They're okay,
with the doctor, yeah. I don't have them.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't expect you to, of course. Most likely you wouldn't have to, as our attorney partners can pull your information on your behalf, just so you don't have to worry about doing that legwork. But if necessary, would you be able to provide this information either by mail, electronically, or both?
No, I won't be able to. I'm out of the state, so I won't be able to. I'm in Texas right now.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean, like, immediately, not this moment, but, like, maybe if they ever requested it in the future, like, would you be able to call your doctor and get that, too?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, again, I wouldn't expect you to, and most likely you won't have to, but it is one of the required questions that I have to ask you. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact. This is just someone I can reach out to just in case we can't call you for an extended period of time. Maybe something happens to you. Otherwise, we would never reach out to them. It's very rare that we do. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes, it's Chereskin. It's Chereskin.
You said Chereskin. Okay. And the phone number.
Last name Horn. 931-561-1582.
Okay. And what is your relationship to this person?
That's my husband.
Okay. And I would assume then he lives with you, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, perfect. Now we're almost done here. Lastly, I'm just going to read off to you a quick compliance checklist. This is just a list of items that I use to make sure that all the information we've discussed is accurate and correct. So I'm going to read off a few items, and if anything sounds wrong or incorrect, I do invite you to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we did, of course, confirm that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxers. Your diagnosis came at least 2 years after you first started using hair relaxer for a year. In your case, it came about 30, 29 years after that. You were using hair relaxers at least 4 times a year. In your case, it was about 8 times. And you were also using hair relaxers within the past 20 years. In your case, you also last used it in 2021.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. That all looks
That's
good to me
correct.
then. Okay, fantastic. So then what I'll do is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return digitally, which should only take you about a minute or two. Very easy to do. These documents just state first and foremost that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit. Secondly, like I mentioned earlier, it just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf, so that way you don't have to worry about doing that yourself. Before I send them to you, though, I'm going to draft them up on my end so that way I can check to make sure I didn't make any mistakes or maybe punch your information wrong. Then, once I've confirmed that your information is correct, I'll make sure it gets sent over to you, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, give me just a moment. I'm going to pull you up here on my end. Alrighty, so I see you here. Perfect, there you are. So, your address, that's 714 Michigan Avenue, St. Cloud. 34769. You were born on January 1st. Again, happy late birthday to you. January 1st,
Thank you.
1972. And your social is, let me zoom in on this as well because it is tiny and I can't see it. 459-27-9295.
Correct.
Alrighty, perfect. In that case, then, Mrs. Angelina, I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end. You should receive a text message momentarily, which will say my name, which is Ethan, and it'll also contain a DocuSign link. That should be popping up any moment now. Once you receive it, go ahead and click on that link. Were you able to find it yet, or is it coming up for you?
Yeah, I'm sitting here doing it for you.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to be sure.
I'm
I will
signing
let
my
you know
name
though.
now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I will just let you know. Just be sure to pay attention as there's going to be a few fields where it'll ask you only for initials. Others will ask you for a full signature. So just make sure you keep an eye out for that. And then once you're
Okay.
finished, do me a favor and let me know just so I can check it to make sure it gets processed correctly.
Okay. Okay, check it.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second. And alrighty, I see you right there. You just came through on my end. Let me take a quick peek at these. Alrighty, that looks good. I see your signature. And scrolling down, I see your initials as well. Fantastic. That looks good to me. So, Eldulina, that's all I needed from you today, actually. So, I really do appreciate your time. I will just let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners. That should most likely be finding your way sometime within the next 7 or 14 days. Depends on how busy they are, but I would give them about 2 weeks at the most. They're just going to reach out to you one more time so they can make sure they can get in contact with you, of course, and just so they can verify your personal information. It's very important that you look out for that call because then and only then can they actually start working on your case. But once you take care of that, should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
But yeah, you just make sure you keep an eye out for our attorney partner's next call. In any case, did you have any other questions or concerns for me today?
No, you just said for me to make sure within 7 to 10 days to answer the phone and tell them whatever other information that they need.
Pretty much, yeah.
And
And
how
then,
long will the lawsuit, how long will it go on, the lawsuit?
that's a really good question. I can't say specifically for this lawsuit, as I'm not sure I'm allowed to give you an exact time frame, but I will let you know for this type of lawsuit. Usually it takes around a year or so. From what I understand, some of the people I've talked to might have already received settlements, but again, I'm not 100% sure on that. If you wanted to know exactly when you could expect this to be wrapped up, that would be the best question for our attorney partners when they do reach out to you.
Okay. All right. I'll ask
Yeah.
you. Thank
In
you
any
so
case,
much.
yeah, of course, before you go, I'll also send you a text message from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information. So if you ever have questions or you ever need any help down the line, you can always reach out back to me, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I do wish you all the best then.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.